You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Welcome to the Fearless Business Podcast, sharing with you the business behind running a business. We're your hosts, Jamie Lieberman
and Mary Clavier. Each week, we'll be bringing you great guests, insights from our experiences, and a behind-the-scenes look at all the topics you may be afraid to tackle in your business, but shouldn't be.
So sit back, get comfy, and let's get started.
Welcome to episode 105 of the Fearless Business Podcast. I'm Mary, and I'm here with my co-host, Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Mary.
Big news this week.
What happened? I haven't turned on the TV. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, where do we begin then?
Educate me. Tell me about all the hoax emails that are going around, because I'd like to hear those.
Oh, have you left your apartment today?
I did. We should give context, although I feel like no one will ever forget this time in our lives. We're in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah, I feel like we need like transcripts with like dates and times and like,
oh my God. Yes. We can just look back at our text messages as they escalate.
Well, we're probably, you know, being that we're in the New York area, we're probably, what do you think we are now? Like 2 days ahead of some of the other parts of the country, or
not California. California's sort of hovering the same, but like everyone in the middle. Everybody else. Yeah, I'd say we're probably 2 to 3 days ahead of people in terms of being locked in our homes. Yeah, I think so. We got some shout outs though, right? Like Mary and I are both from and live in Hoboken, New Jersey. We got a shout out. I think it was on CNN. What made me laugh about it was it the Surgeon General? I think it was, or some expert they had on. I can't remember. And he was like, Hoboken is actually the model of what you should be doing in order to flatten the curve. The hashtag, I hope I never hear again. And if I never hear the term flatten the curve again, it will be too soon. It's important. It needs to be done. I don't literally need to hear it again. The East Coast is amazing, Don. Don's sending messages that there's East Coast bias. I don't want to hear anything from you. We're incredible. But anyway, in CNN, whoever the expert was like, Hoboken is the model of what you should be doing in terms of, you know, limiting contact and social distancing. And the guy goes, I can't believe I'm saying Hoboken is good at something. Yes. What the heck?
He was like, I never thought I'd say this, but Hoboken's the model. And I was like, what's up with the backhanded compliment?
I don't want anyone to know how amazing we are, because then they'll all come.
That's true. Don't come.
Don't come.
We're not amazing.
We
have enough people here.
It's like 70,000 people in a square mile. We're cool. And they're all in the park right now. Yeah, and they all want the same roll of toilet paper.
Having spring break. Okay, we have to tell people. So Hoboken, what was it, on Thursday or Friday, they closed. Well, the first announcement was that they were closing schools. And then they eventually extended that to daycares and like large recreational areas and stuff like that, right? Like public
parks. Actually, the parks went first. The parks went first, and then the schools, and then the daycares, and then the And then the gyms. Like
events with, yeah. First it was events of more than 100 people. Yeah. 100 people. Yeah, then the gym.
And then it took like a day. So everyone was still going to the gym and the bar. So we're like, what? What?
Right. So the restaurants. So all the parents were basically told, okay, yeah. You're going to have your kids at home.
Yeah. Keep working though.
Or we don't know how long. They gave us a fake date of the end of March, but even as they gave it, they were like, "Yeah, that's
wink,
not
wink, nod, nod."
Right?
Yeah. No,
get comfy.
Yeah,
you know. And then but the restaurants were fine, and the gyms were fine. So the everyone, bars. so the bars, yeah, exactly. So we walked outside. Which day was it? Like Saturday. Saturday. Yes, Saturday, and it was like spring break. Like yeah. Like everyone was at restaurant. Now, mind you, I didn't see. Parents at restaurants with kids.
No,
I did
not really. It was the 20 like, somethings. I'm gonna say it.
Yeah, it was the young adults. Yes,
it was. And the people most at risk, the ones above 60, they don't seem to care either.
No,
it's just don't. Us Gen X. We're the only ones who care. That's one of my favorite memes I've ever seen. Which is like, you're all gonna die, and we're gonna be left. Oh, yeah. It's not true. Stay home, so, everyone. We can all live.
Stay home.
We laugh, but it's stressful. It's hard.
Right. But then, so then, you know, everyone with kids was basically like, excuse me, why are we all going to be home with kids? And everyone else is just going out and about and ruining the whole point of us being home with kids. And they eventually closed bars and restaurants. So now we're like mostly shut down.
Yeah. And it's getting better. Although I feel like there's going to be more restrictions soon.
There's going to have to be because it hasn't hit yet. That didn't really hit. We do have some confirmed cases, but it's only a few.
Right. It's just, yeah. But it's scary. Everybody's scared and isolated. And I think that's a big part of the problem. So we thought we'd talk about all the hopeful stuff that we've been seeing. And that's been
after
happening.
We just tell you we're trapped in our houses.
Yeah. It's no, but there's hopeful stuff. There's good stuff, right? Like there's cool stuff happening. All the group why can't I talk? I don't know, because we're recording this very late because I've been on calls all day with clients and I'm tired. All the group text messages, the time we're spending with our kids, like it's kind of cool time. Like the neat, I don't know, there's all these online resources I didn't even know about.
Oh my gosh. Oh, the museums and the libraries, yes. Are all
did
like.
Did you see the zoo, the Cincinnati Zoo?
The zoo, yeah.
Oh my God, uh-huh. It's so cute. Yep.
There's like so many things I can't keep track of them all, but the zoo, I saved that one.
Oh my God, it's so fun. My kid's principal of their school is filming YouTube videos of himself reading books to the kids. It's like so cute. I watched one. It was awesome.
We do have, I mean, we have such a great city. We really do.
City. And everybody's banding together, which is lovely, trying to find ways to support each other. On my hashtag legal Instagram, I've started like posting all the deals that many of our small businesses, not just local, but all over the country are doing that you can buy virtually. All the fitness instructors that are doing like amazing virtual workouts. Our friend Jen, who runs a bakery, she's doing like buy and pick up your own cookie decorating kit. You can do at home.
I know. It's so amazing. So creative, by the way. And we looked at them today because, I mean, we're definitely getting something, but it's hard to choose because there's so many good ones. Like, do you choose the cake pops? Do you choose the cookies? You know, do I just get all of them? Jen, are you doing this indefinitely? Because I'll just buy all of them.
Do you know what we need to tell Jen to do? That she needs to actually start, like, on her Instagram, have people post what they make and then compare them to what she actually creates. It's like Pinterest fails. Our friend Jen, who owns this like amazing bit, we're going to give them a shout out, Sugar Suckle. They're phenomenal. You guys have to look at her Instagram. It will make you weep with happiness. We'll drop it in the show notes. She's one of the most talented artists ever. And like everything she does is perfection. Our friend Amanda did a holiday party there. And we all decorated our own cookies. Just
right,
watching.
Like we did the underwear and the,
oh yeah, and the we have that. We're gonna put that picture in the show notes of the two of us. It was so fun. It was so sad what we created as compared to the art that Jen creates. But I think it'd be really funny to do. But it's fun. I mean, my my kids and I are actually going to be tomorrow. One of our projects that we're doing is going to be baking for some of the local families that aren't able to leave because they're high risk. There's an older couple who isn't really able to leave their home. So we're going to bake them some goodies and leave them at their front door. And that's going to feel good. We're going to film a little like YouTube video for them.
That's very nice.
See, yeah, it's stuff like that. We never would have done that, you know, had this not happened. Maybe we'll get a new president. I'll just say it. Hope.
Maybe. We'll get hope.
A female vice president. Who knows? Something.
Something. I did find out my neighbor was in London at the beginning of last week.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. What's happening there? Right across the hall.
Oh, gosh. So
I'm like, I really can't leave my house.
Can we dip them in bleach? Like, what can we do here?
I would like to know the process you went through to come back to your apartment.
Did you see some of those crazy pictures?
Oh, the airport pictures?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Like, Chicago was insane.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
And,
I
like,
saw those pictures.
Packed in there like sardines.
Whew, that's terrifying.
Like, in France, I mean, now they're, like, fully shut down. But before it got to that point, they still had to wait. Like, when everyone in lines had to be like 6 or 10 feet apart or whatever, like they were taking all of that very seriously. But yeah, Chicago was not in good shape.
Do you know what else I have been thinking about and been watching online, which has been kind of neat? All of the bloggers who I've you know, been in the blogging space for such a long time, and I've known so many of them for so long, and they have such incredible content. And so clicking a link on a blogging site will often help them monetize through ads, like programmatic advertising. So if we can go, and if every listener can, you know, spend, say, 10 minutes on like your favorite small blog, I'm not talking about like the massive companies or anything, like go find a cool new food blogger. There's amazing food bloggers. I'm going to post a list. Go look at the travel bloggers' websites and dream of the day that you can travel again. Like, that's what I was thinking, because the travel bloggers are just, they're having no traffic. And it's really hurting them, and they just need traffic. They just need eyeballs. That's what they need. They don't even need you to buy anything. They just
That's
need
a great
you.
Idea.
Yeah. So look at these bloggers, and I will do a shout out. I'm going to start doing shout outs, I think, on the Instagram as well. Go click some blog posts, give them some ad revenue, help people. We're all staring at our screens. We're staring at our screens.
I said, I want to share, like I told them, tag me or send me stuff, because I want to share what other people are doing. I mean, I will say, like, these times of, you know, crisis and the fear that it brings, it also, in some ways, I would say forces creativity in new ways, because people are really thinking, like, business or otherwise, like, okay, how do we innovate? Or they have time to, like, you know, slow down and not be on the go all the time, because you literally can't go anywhere, and like have some of that time to see, okay, what am I going to do next? Or my business is very much in person right now. What can I do that's online? That's why I love Jen's idea with the kits. And even we've seen some restaurants doing the ones that did like lessons, like Hudson Table, they're doing meal kits now. Like the food is prepped and ready to go, and you can like put it all together when you're home.
Lisa Lehman's doing online jewelry classes. It's brilliant. It's really smart. It's good. People are giving information away that normally people wouldn't give, just to help. And I think you're right about thinking about diversifying income streams. This is a really great time to think about that, and about ways that you can plan for things you never thought you had to plan for. But we've felt the same way in other crises. So there's definitely been, it's not like this isn't the first time we as a nation haven't faced something terrifying or unknown or indefinite. And so we know we can, we know we will. And so I think it is important not to get too lost in that sort of dwelling. And if you do start to feel that way, like loads of therapists are doing online counseling. So find a good therapist if you're feeling like you can't like pull out of it or you're really struggling with it, because that's really valid too. And finding a good group of people to talk to, whether it's like FaceTiming friends. We had my kids FaceTiming their friends. We're going to do like a little Google Hangout with book club and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that too, like with family. I mean, even just doing video instead of a phone call makes such a difference.
Yeah, it really does. Like it's nice to be able to do that. I have a client who's starting a podcast. She's a psychologist, and she's it's launching, and it's like her perfect timing. It's all about, I think it's called Be Well, or it's going to be. And I'm actually going to go on her podcast. And so it'll be really cool to hear her talking about a lot of the things that we can do to help cope. And I'm told it's called Be Real, not Be Well. And I screwed that up. Sorry, Diana. But the name of the podcast is Be Real. And I think it's going to have some really good information. Mental health, if you need a little bit of help, there is nothing there. It is good to ask for it. Go speak up. Don't let yourself get like lost either. But maintaining social contact, even for the people, the self-described introverts, it's still necessary. Need to do it.
Yes. Yes. I had a call with the community, and it was just like, okay, let's just hop on Zoom and just open chatting, like, or whatever, you know, like just bring whatever you've got. You just sat in the house all day with the kids. So how are you feeling? Like, you know, did you get to work on your business or no, because you're taking care of the kids all the time now? Or are you just feeling cooped up and like you wanted to talk to an adult instead of another kid, you know, whatever it was. And it was a really great, I found it actually really energizing for me because it was a way for me to still connect with people that I love to see and that I'm used to like seeing and talking to pretty regularly. And I think any little things that you can do like that go a long way.
I did an Instagram live today. So, yeah.
Oh, did you now?
I did.
Wow, look at you go.
I did an Instagram live. I've never done one of those.
I'm really surprised right now.
I just felt like I wanted to talk about, like, a lot of people don't even know what questions to ask. So I went on and I was like, here are some of the questions my clients are asking, what they need and what they're concerned about and things like that. So I think having more information was helpful. And I also talked about running a virtual team. It hadn't occurred to me, but like talking to a lot of people who are used to working face to face, like this is such like, I'm used to this. This is what I live all the time.
Right.
And
right.
So
but
learning
most people
how
are not used to
no,
that.
And it's, I take it for granted. So I'm lucky in so far as that's not a hurdle I have to face. Because my business is already set up that way. That being said, there's other hurdles we all have to face. And you know, it's okay to be like, man, this is kind of scary. You know, you can't let yourself fall into it too deep.
No. And we need to have hope.
Yes. It will be okay. You'll come out all right on the other side. It's probably, there's probably going to be some better stuff that happens. There's probably going to be some crap stuff that happens, but at the end it'll, you know.
Yeah. I really do think like, we just have hope and we know that it's going to get better. And I do follow some, I think you follow them too, some like very happy Instagram accounts like Tank's Good News.
Yes. I love that.
So good.
It is good. I think I flew on a flight with him.
Did you really?
I think so.
Cool.
But I feel like he's.
He was on Ellen recently.
It could have been somebody else that looked like him.
Yeah,
lots of people look like him. So I kind of looked at him. I'm like, is that the guy from Tank's Good News? Or is that just a bald white guy? I don't know. I didn't ask. I thought
but
that
he's
was...
great. But he's great. His account is great because it's all like...
It does make you happy.
Good news things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It is good.
I recently started following Tom Hanks. How was I not following him?
I followed him. He just posts pictures of gloves.
Oh, that's right. That's what I noticed. I was
Hanks.
Like, what is this? And then he puts Hanks.
Always
with
on
an
everything.
X.
Yeah. It's hilarious. He's he's a delight.
He's such
Did you
a
see
delight.
His Vegemite post?
Yes.
I know.
So they're quarantined. Mm-hmm. Did he have it or did Rita Wilson
they
have
both
it?
Did.
One of them.
They both did.
Oh, both did. Okay. So they're quarantined together anyway, and they both have it. But I was like, oh, Tom Hanks, like, we're rooting for you, you know?
That's when everyone got serious, when it affected Tom
yes,
Hanks.
Yes.
That was a funny meme. Did you see the meme this morning of the guy holding onto a shower curtain saying, like, old habits die hard, like he was in the subway?
No.
You should Google that one. It's really funny.
Okay.
That one made me laugh, too. That was good. I'm getting takeout from various restaurants I never had gotten takeout from before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're right. Although we have done food shopping. So, like, I'm kind of like, well, I need to use some of this food.
Oh, my children will handle all of that.
Hopefully, if they don't fully close the restaurants, I mean, later this week, I'm planning to order takeout.
Yeah, for sure. My kids are going to eat all the food in my refrigerator by tomorrow.
Yeah. Jeez. Like, how many snack times do they have at school?
My little one is like, snack. 10 minutes later, he's like, can I get a snack? I was like, would you say?
Like,
no.
Right after lunch, like right after a larger meal, like breakfast or lunch.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes later.
Can I get a snack? What? I was like, you can have fruit. He's like,
yeah.
I was like, you like fruit.
Same. Totally Jeez. The same. Yeah. Oh, there was a meme today. My sister sent it because she's a teacher. That was a dad said something like, okay, I'm 30 minutes into the first day of homeschooling and teachers should be paid like 1 million pounds.
Yes, I saw that too. Yeah, it's...
I sent that and I was like, I agree, but I knew this. I didn't even need the 30 minutes with my kid.
Oh, I mean, before they even said it, I was like, they want me to teach them what?
Yeah.
And my husband and I, like, we have this board and we have this whole schedule and we're like, all right, you take these 2 hours and I'll take these 2 hours. We live in 1600 square feet. Like, there's no 2 hours just on each other. He's in the other room. He's a lawyer too. So he's yelling. My kids are like, why is dad yelling? I'm like, he's not even yelling. He's just talking like a lawyer. It's what we do. We're loud.
Oh my God. Yeah. Your house, it's like stereo. It's I only have one.
Here and somebody's there and we're both on and they're like, can I use my iPad? I'm like, no more screens. Because they're on. The beautiful thing is like they're all on Google Classroom, which is awesome. My older son is, I mean, literally completely self-sufficient in doing all of his work, except he had to answer, oh my gosh, he had to do what they call free writes. And you know what the question was? He had to answer, how do you know when something's important? He's in elementary school. He looked at me, he goes, I just cannot do this.
Well, our current topics are coronavirus, volcanoes, more coronavirus,
yeah,
and dinosaurs. I think those are our. Oh, and the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh,
that is a big topic of interest in our house right now. Who has gone to Bermuda recently? How did this come up? I have no idea.
I don't think my kids know about the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh well, I have a book. If you ever need to borrow it.
My older son likes to read like the I Survived, like the disaster novels.
So he might like the
he'd be
mystery
way into
of
it.
The Bermuda Triangle.
He read one that was like, would you survive like an AI invasion? Like if AI took over the world.
But, like the Will Smith movie with
kind
the robot?
Kind of, like Westworld. Kind of. And it's a choose your own adventure. So like we read it together and he's like, oh, I went that way already. You're going to die. What is this book? We go to the library every week. Our library closed, so we went to the. I know we went on Saturday. We snuck in. We spoke to no one. We grabbed as many books as we can. We left. They were like all wearing gloves, wiping every book down with like Lysol, and it was pretty amazing. It was way cleaner than it's ever been. Yeah, it closed Monday. We have a lot of books that I hope we don't lose.
That was a good idea. Yeah, that's the thing. Now you have to hold on to them for a longer period of time.
Yeah, we're gonna just owe the library about $10,000 when this is over.
So this podcast is now going to change into what Jamie and Mary are doing every week to survive.
The adventures of two quarantined women with small children who run
small children
full-time businesses
in
and are attempting to stay sane.
In apartments, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the size of the apartment matters.
In fact, it does. Yeah, it does. And whether or not you can go in the non-existent backyard that we don't have.
Do you guys have a courtyard?
Nope.
Oh, we have a courtyard.
They haven't closed it?
I don't know. They closed the gym.
Yeah, every apartment building gym got closed. I have, thank God for my Peloton. I'm going to start charging like $10,000 a day to use my Peloton. No, I'm just kidding. You can't come in my house. My friend was like, can I use your Peloton? I was like, not a chance. You're sweating on it. Get out of here. You're filthy.
Like when you picked up the stuff from my house, it's like, here you go. Mm-hmm. Don't come in.
My friend dropped chicken off at my house today because she's like, I'm at the supermarket. Do you need anything? And I was like, chicken
thighs.
They
did have chicken this morning. They did.
She got me the last pack of chicken thighs. Oh, good for you. Yeah. I know. I was like, are they organic? She said a few curse words. I did it to be a jerk. I'm just kidding. I mean, I would have preferred organic, but you know. I bought my other friend a dozen eggs and she's like, leave them in the vestibule.
Yeah, you're not even supposed to touch anything, basically.
Yeah, we need like a dumbwaiter so we can just pass things.
Oh, that's
See, wouldn't that be smart? I'm gonna have my children build one as a homeschool project.
Well, because the other thing with apartments is like, you only need one person in your apartment building to get in, then you're all basically in trouble.
We have a schedule of who is supposed to clean, like literally every single day. Somebody has to take Lysol wipes and wipe everything down everywhere.
Yeah, they have to wipe everything. Yeah,
we chose Saturday because we're like, we can't add anything on during the week. Yeah, no,
during the week. That's smart. Yeah, too much. Oh, this is going to be so interesting.
I know. We've told you guys nothing other than keep laughing because that's what we're doing. Have hope. Innovate in your business. Ask for help. Ask for help.
We said a lot of things today.
We did. Ask questions.
Ask questions.
But don't ask to pick someone's brain. If you can pay someone for their knowledge, pay them.
Pay them. Support your local businesses, your small businesses, because they will be really hurting in these next weeks.
It's true. If you can. Only if you can. Yeah. And if you can't, it's okay.
Right.
If you need help, ask for help. Whatever that looks like, whether it's emotional help or any other kind of help, it's important to reach out. Check on your neighbors. Check on your introvert friends who say they're introverts, but they really do need contact.
They do need contact. It's true. Yeah. Maybe it's not as often as extroverts.
Right. Like Mary and I, who just would like to talk into this microphone for the next 16 years.
You didn't even start and I'm dying.
I know. When I saw Mary for about 6 seconds on Saturday and we both just looked at each other. I'm like, see you on the flip side, friend. I'll miss you. Find your people.
I know.
Ask for help. Click on websites.
Stick together.
Go look at the blogs.
Stick together, people.
Yeah. Look at the blogs.
We said so many things. I don't know if everyone's going to be able to keep up with all of it.
Drop it in the show notes. We'll show you a picture of our cool cookies and we'll tell you about some of our cool businesses that you can
support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to hear what everybody's doing when they're quarantined or in their homes, or maybe you're not quarantined.
Yeah, because we're the model city for that.
That's correct. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to start a thread in the Facebook group where everybody can drop a cool website that people can click on to give them a little bit of ad revenue.
Oh, yeah. That's very nice.
Let's do that.
That's a very nice idea.
I love that. All right, everyone, be well, stay safe, stay strong. If you need help, Mary and I have got you. We'll listen. You can post in the Facebook group if anyone is not a member.
I mean, I've been searching for people to talk to. So.
Yeah, she'll talk to anyone. Me less so, but you know, just kidding. Don't message Don. He will not respond to you at all because he's psyched. He's like, I don't have to talk to anybody. But Mary or I would love to talk to you. If you're not a member of our Facebook group, you can find us at the Fearless Business Podcast HQ. You can also find us at fearlessbusinesspodcast.com and let us know your messages of hope. It keeps me going.
All right. Until next week.
Which will probably be about this.
Which will most definitely be about this.
Yeah. We'll give you an update.
Part two.
Correct. Yes. Hope part two.
As the weeks go by, they're
going to hear be a soap
opera.
They're going
to hear the level of our hope.
Can you put in the As the World Turns music, Dawn? Because I think that is most appropriate right now.
Okay. We had one more thing before we go. We had a dance party this weekend, and I had to do it. I put REM. It's the end of the world.
There's nothing you can do about that. You had to do that.
And the girls loved it.
Of course.
They're like, oh, we want to sing that song again. And I'm like, yeah, now they're yeah, going around singing it. It's the end of the world.
You go viral with that kind of thing. Next is going to be Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I'll have to play that. My God. I mean, I have to introduce them to good music somehow, so can only take so much of the kids' bop, whatever it is.
Oh, I don't play with that. Although the Go Noodle.
No, we don't either, but I think they do some of that at school.
They do on Go Noodle.
They do it at school.
Oh, I could bang my head against the wall with the Go Noodle. But they love it.
Oh my gosh. The cleanup song? Okay, I've never seen the at their request, you know, they're like, you have to search this because, like,
yes, I guess me too,
they use a certain song, you have to search this, and I'm like, okay, the second I put it on, they went out and started cleaning. They started cleaning up their stuff.
Hope, like, that's hope. Hope is what that, yeah, is. That's hope for cleaning. That's, and
what world are we in?
The problem is they're gonna get desensitized to it. They're gonna stop. They're like, we've heard this before.
Yeah, well, I'm just bribing them.
It's all you can do. Yeah. Hope. It's a message of hope. And tell us what TV shows you're watching. I'm watching a show on Netflix called Gentified.
I haven't heard of that.
Oh my God, it's so good. You should watch it. It's really, 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 really good.
Okay. I need something new.
And
anyway,
also I'm watching Somebody Feed Phil, which, by the way, is goofy and completely delightful. And it will make you... It's on Netflix.
On Netflix, too?
Yeah. Okay. It's all about the food in different countries.
Oh, cool.
It's so good. But it's the guy who did Everybody Loves Raymond. He's a funny,
oh, really?
He's a funny man. Yeah.
He is funny.
Yeah. I just watched the television.
His name is Ray, isn't it?
No, it's Phil. Somebody Feed Phil.
No. The guy from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the writer, the guy who produced it and wrote it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, no, it's Phil. Oh my God, I gotta go to bed.
This is what happens when we record too late.
I know, it's we're recording late at night.
Nobody's listening anymore. This is too long.
It doesn't matter. Keep it all in. We need to review this
and reflect. Have hope.
Hope.
Okay.
See you guys next week.
Next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We'd love it if you'd subscribe and share this podcast. Reviews are amazing too. Please visit fearlessbusinesspodcast.com for more information. If you'd like to connect with Jamie, visit #legal.com.
And if you'd like to connect with Mary, visit thetransitionscollective.com. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.